Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between. Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
How exciting. Love is in the air, or heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, or heartbreak. Well, this episode is going to be super explicit for you.
It's a little spicy because it's our bedroom confessions.
In honor of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Confessions of early dating.
Yeah. All the awkward firsts. Mm-hmm. I just remember, like, when I had my first kiss or whatever, it was so awkward. I was like, is he going to kiss me? Am I going to kiss him? Like, you know, just...
When did you have it?
Dude, I can't tell you. I don't
remember. Oh, you don't remember? Like, you don't know age, timeline, where?
No.
When? Do you know who? No. Okay.
But as we continue, I just remember, like, I had that thought all the time in high school.
Oh, like, when is he gonna kiss me?
Yeah. Is it happening now? Okay, is it happening tomorrow? I don't know. I just remember having that thought all the time.
Is that like butterfly anticipation feeling?
Yeah.
That you're never gonna get.
What was your first time getting hit on or a date?
I don't know. Because, like, you can go back and, like, say, like, high school, but, like, a real date...
It's like going to the movies was always the move, or like going to hang out at the mall.
I didn't do those things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that a lot.
Also, I grew up, like, the church was super involved in my life for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't allowed to date. So, I never actually really dated. I remember, I don't even think this was a first date, but this stuck out to me where... Someone wanted to take me on a date, and we were, like, talking, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna take you out, like, he sent me the location, time, I can't wait to see you, I'll see you there. And I was like, oh my god, so, like, someone who takes initiative, wow.
That's cool.
That was, like, the first thing I remember.
Yeah. We were just talking about this right before the episode, but what about your first time having sex?
Oh, we were both on our periods.
Yeah, like, I was just like, what is there to say? I was on my period.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's just so awkward.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel good.
I also think it's like, because I'm on my period, did I just pop my cherry? I don't know where the blood's coming from.
I don't even think I knew what that was at that time. I was just like, okay.
I was just, like, telling Sora, I don't even remember if I was on a tampon stage yet. It was just like, oh, let me just, here's my pad. I even told Sora, like, I don't remember my first I love yous, because.
I spit them out like it was free candy. I do not remember.
Illy was the thing. You just said illy to everyone.
I never said illy in my life.
I didn't physically say illy, but like that's just what the texts were, you know? And so I always wrote like ILY, whatever. Like I didn't think it was a big deal.
You didn't say it? Like actual I love you.
I'm sure I've said it, but when you look back, it's like, was that infatuation? Did I love you as a friend? You know, and that's, I don't know if I knew what love was. So when I try to remember, like, who did I really love? The list is not long, you know, like the list is pretty short, maybe definitely less than a handful. So I don't know. I can't remember the first time I told someone I love them. I'm sure in that moment, and if I was journaling, I could read back and just try to feel what my teenage self was thinking. Because I definitely remember myself crying a lot for heartbreaks, like for breakups and stuff. But I don't remember telling them I love them. So
teenage love is like a whole other kind.
You just have so many emotions and hormones going through you at that stage.
And then when you look back now, you're like, oh, that wasn't real.
Yeah, was that real? Like, that no.
I understand what my mom said when she was like, you're not going to end up with him, you know? But when you're young, you just, you know, confessions of hidden desires.
Okay, what is one fantasy you haven't lived out yet?
So I like role play.
Okay.
And I haven't lived out doing like a full on role play.
Okay.
Where we are like in costume and we are enacting an entire, you know, like yeah. scenario that I would like to live out.
I personally have not experienced a lot of toys in the bedroom, and so I think that's like one of the things that we're gonna be exploring this year. It's just a lot of different accessories. So it'll be fun stuff.
It is fun stuff. It's fun, you know, like exploring different options.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'll like it or not, but I think it'll be cool. And I, when I say toys, I mean for both of us. So just whatever, like, it works. But that's, like, one of the things, because I think, like, doing stuff in public, it just, yes, it gives me a high and stuff, but I don't know if I'm there anymore.
Oh, my God, I could never do it.
You know?
I know your history with that. I was too much of a pussy.
I mean, and so that's why I think my, my desires have tilted to do something different and more intimate or whatever. But yeah, so.
Actually, well, that continues on to confessions of bedroom behavior. Because there are things that we liked before and then things that we like now or things we don't like now, you know? So is there anything you liked before that you don't like now? Or
I remember I used to, and this was, I remember this was my first boyfriend ever. And I used to think like hickeys were like hot, and now I'm like, I have mad icks. And I think even by the end of high school, I was like, that is disgusting, like what your neck looks like, or what my neck used to look like, I guess. So I was just like, ew, I'm so grossed out. But like, I'm cool with hickeys in hidden areas because that's between me and my partner and me and my husband. But if it's a hickey on my neck, just feel like it's so unclassy. No offense to anyone that's done it. I've been there, but definitely not my thing now.
No, I'm with you. I just, the whole idea of it is like, okay, that was fun when you were younger, but
yeah.
Now it's like, we got things to do. I have no time to walk into a business setting with a hickey on my neck. Like,
one time I thought a horse bit my sister because it was such a big bruise that took off more than a third of her neck. And I'm like, what happened to you? Who beat you up? Oh, so just things like that where I'm like, is that what I looked like back then? I don't know. So I just, one of the things that I'm not a fan of. Was there anything you could think about?
Okay, so I used to like bondage.
BSM?
Yeah, that's what it is. I liked the dominance. I liked bondage. I liked getting hit. Not in the face, but like, you know, like I've had a belt on once or twice, and I liked it before. But one thing that really made me not like it is I realized that a lot of guys could not keep that type of energy in the bedroom only. It would always come out after in some way, one way or another. And I did not like that because I'm like, this is the only time I'm letting you kind of be this dominant person and kind of like treat me like this because it's fun in the moment. But after, it's like, absolutely, like I want to be very courted and you know,
respected
and respected. The people I did it with could not handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think I just grew out of it. I didn't like it. I didn't find that to be like sexy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the idea of being disrespected at all anymore. So, yeah, that's not attractive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I don't like now.
That's fair.
I think that was also done during a toxic time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that all BDSMs and dominance is toxic.
So, confessions about keeping the spark alive.
Yeah. Ugh. Now that we've been in... See, this is different because this is my longest relationship. Like, I feel like I don't... I can't give advice on being spicy other than in my relationship now. And I think, I don't know, I keep on trying to figure out ways that I can do that. And all I can think about is like trying new things, like taking some happy pills and making us horny or like things like that. Like I've never, that we have both never done before, but we wouldn't know unless we did it, something to like educate ourselves on.
Yeah.
And because I don't watch porn, I wouldn't know, but I have like... We have also done like board games and stuff where we would play that out, like just me and him and stuff like that. But there's other things that I was listening to on another podcast. It's called Love Bites by Dr. Tara. And she was saying you should meditate with your partner naked.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And she has like a YouTube where you can, she'll talk you through it and touching each other's sexual energy that way too. Not just like physically.
Yeah.
So those are just other ways that I think I'm down to try, just because you like, I know I said this in really early episodes, but you have this one life and you have your life partner now. So why don't you just try it? Because this is it. This is it with your pleasure life. You're never going to look this good ever again. You're only going to get wrinklier. He's only going to get older. So just have fun. And I'm such a huge fan about that. Like trying new things.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I can't give you any tips. Except that. Just like.
I've been trying to educate myself because I don't know what I don't know out there.
Yeah.
And sex doctors, like PhD doctors, are like educating you to like keep this spark alive, because I don't want to go to therapy one day and be like, oh, why are we not intimate for the past X amount of time?
Yeah, because eventually it gets very repetitive. You just can't help it. And then when you have kids that come in the picture, your energy is not there all the time as it used to be. Think of different ways to get that excitement and romance going. I think that in mind is you want a partner who's open to that along with you. Because there are some guys who are not
open
to it. There are some guys who don't even know how to go. Not even don't know. There are some people who don't go down on the other person. Not just guys.
Yeah, you some know, girls too.
You have to be open to
exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say for keeping that spark alive. Okay, what about Valentine's Day confessions? What is your ideal Valentine's Day?
A day on the beach.
Because
it's February, it's cold. A trip. Like, if you're saying if we had all the time and money in the world, yeah, I would say, like, let's go on a really nice trip somewhere and do that as a Valentine's Day to each other. But in reality, like, I'm so, it's simple. I think just the effort counts. And if they are just doing something that's just nice that day, I'm like, fine. I don't think Valentine's Day is that big of a deal, if I'm being honest with you.
I personally just don't care to go out to eat during Valentine's
Week. Valentine's Day is the worst to go out to eat.
I just don't, that's the one thing I don't want.
Yeah.
Or like teddy bears and stuffed animals.
Yeah, I don't need anymore. I give them all to Emma.
Yeah.
She doesn't even play with them, but they're all in her room.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't really care for stuff like that, but.
And that also, yeah, going out on Valentine's Day is the worst. They have a set menu. You can't even order everything on their menu. It's freaking crowded.
The service isn't up to par because they're so busy.
Yeah, it's not good. Did you work in a restaurant on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. It's not even nice.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's just the one thing I don't want to do for my Valentine's Day.
What is something you want to do? Like, what's your idea?
Like, let's go spa.
Okay.
Let's go to a spa or, like, can I get a facial? I don't know. Something where I'm relaxing. February is a good month to have oysters. So we were just talking about, like, let's get some oysters and shuck them at home. Usually it's an ER month.
What's that?
Like a month that ends in with the ER, like October, November, December, like months like that are really good for oyster season. But it's so cold right now. It'll be fine. It's just you don't want to have a lot of bacteria because we live in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh.
But anyway, we're just talking about like shucking oysters and eating that.
Dude, that sounds like a fire Valentine's Day.
Yeah, just that would be cool with me. I don't need to go out to eat to be happy.
Honestly, home cooked meals are the best thing.
Yeah, I just hate waiting for it. It's so good, but so hungry.
That's why I tell him time it. I'm like, yeah. You need to start at 3:00 so we can sit down and eat by 5:00 at least.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, that's my Valentine's Day confession. I just wanted to say, like, this is the time to really embrace your vulnerability in your relationships. Yeah. Share anything you haven't shared with your partner. It is Valentine's Day, so having those conversations of what you like in the bedroom, what you don't like, it only enhances your relationship.
So there's power and vulnerability in relationships.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just being open with your partner and remembering that everyone has their own bedroom confessions. It would be really curious for you to find out what your partner's bedroom confessions are. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea what my husband's are. I should probably ask him.
I don't know either. I'm going to go home and ask these exact same questions. I don't need to know about your first, though.
Yeah, I don't need to care about that.
Yeah, well, I want to know what his hidden desires are. I think it's the same, though, because we've talked vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Maybe it's different. Who knows? Things change.
Yeah. The sex just hits different when you're, like, emotionally there with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it just makes sense to communicate it. And obviously in a not harmful or insulting way.
Anything intimate is the best when you feel safe and loved.
Yeah.
And that is the whole point of celebrating Valentine's. You know, I think sometimes we get lost in the superficial aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did when I was younger.
For sure.
If I didn't get flowers or something, I turned the whole day around. We were not good.
Like, why did I get roses in high school from other boys but not my boyfriend?
Yeah.
That was weird.
But, you know, at the same time, yeah, it's not that big of a deal, you know, but I think it is one of those days where every day could be a celebration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If that is a day that you guys can choose to celebrate a little bit more of your love for each other, and if you're with someone who doesn't do anything, maybe you should rethink that relationship.
Hopefully they plan something for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're wishing you guys the best, all the love,
and
from us over here.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.